The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Spurs, Rockets wrap up their regular season series. The reason the Rockets lost that game wasn't because of they didn't get the calls here and there. They lost that game because everyone not named James Harden kept shooting threes and not making them.
As far as the call at the end there, I don't think Harden was fouled.
I don't know.
That was just a hell of a defensive play. You might could make a case for Nene being fouled, but you're not making that call in that situation. The main thing out there is, depending on what happens with Tony Romo, it sure seems like a done deal that he's going to Denver. What about him makes you think he can go a full season?
There's nobody who you know is like a good, solid, sure thing. So if you're going to take somebody and it's not going to be a long-term deal, you take the guy with the highest upside. I think Tony Romo, we can safely say, has a higher upside than most of the other guys out there, or maybe any of the other guys out there available.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, that was some of it. A lot of other good stuff as well, all available at podcastarena.com. And Jon, can we just save the quarterback talk and run it back every day so that we don't have to talk about it?
That'd be great.
It would be great, but it's never going to happen. How's the Bedrock City Comic Company going so far?
We got a couple.
Yeah?
We got a couple saying that Andrew Bogut is Mr. Glass.
It's good.
Yeah, like it.
James Harden as the turnover man.
That's mean, but okay.
All right.
Miles Garrett for ripping up the combine guaranteed first overall pick in the draft.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Decent candidates. I'm sure you'll find one out of there.
Yeah. Has anyone reached out to participate in the human hamster ball?
Yes, we got one on Twitter. Let me see. JC on Twitter says that he would be a perfect blitzer for the hamster race. I run around all day fixing crap for old folks. And I have not checked the Blitz
Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give another 30 minutes on that. So either tweet at Degenerates975. What we're doing there is we're giving you a spot in the human hamster ball race at Sam Houston Race Park Saturday night. First ever trackathlon. Includes lawnmower race, human hamster ball, children's stick pony races, and a sumo suit race. We'll be giving away the sumo suit race spot tomorrow. And also you get 4 tickets to the live racing event. So more information on that, log on to shrp.com. And also, as always, we're doing the Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and t-shirt. As far as the human hamster ball, just tweet at Degenerates975 if you want to do it and tell us why, or send us a message on Facebook. The other possibility that we have is the Bedrock City Comic Company gift card for $25 and t-shirt. Just pick the supervillain athlete or superhero athlete of the week and what their superpower is, and also tweet it to Degenerates975. Tag Bedrock City Comics on that one, but you can't win them both. So, 832, what time is Walking Dead talk? When was the last time we talked Walking Dead?
We haven't in a while. I still watch the show, and actually, this year's doing okay. But, yeah. I mean, it's just not the same show it used to be. I'm not crazy about the show anymore. It's not appointment viewing for me anymore. That happens with shows. Sometimes they try to run too long.
Yeah.
That's the case with this one, I think.
Yeah, well, I've been watching that Outsiders, which has gotten pretty good.
I'm caught up on Daredevil. I started Sneaky Pete.
Yeah, I've got 2 episodes left.
Okay, I think I'm on episode 3.
Yeah, in the middle, I was kind of like, I don't know about this.
I like it so far. I like the premise of it.
It started off really good, then it kind of flattens, but then I think it was episode 8 was the best one yet, and now I'm I just haven't had time to watch the last two, but I will be watching them tomorrow night probably. But we shall see. Also, programming note, we will be at Biggio's tomorrow for the opening of the Marriott Marquis. I guess this is the official opening because it was open Super Bowl week.
But this is where they're, I mean, I guess you don't throw your grand opening party Super Bowl week.
No, you wouldn't want to do that. Place. I do know that the place was pretty busy that week because I walked by it a bunch of times. So,
but it's like a, it's not like your typical sports bar, huh? It's like a kind of a fancy spot.
Yeah, it strikes me as and I haven't been in it yet, so I'll have a better idea tomorrow, but it strikes me as a kind of tourist bar.
You wearing a collared shirt tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably dress up a little bit.
Yeah, it's like a collared shirt type place.
Yeah, which I, every now and then is fine. When we go out of town, it's the kind of place I would go.
Right.
We go out of town for Super Bowl. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. And apparently Craig Biggio is going to be wandering around tomorrow.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard.
Is he going to come on our show? Probably not.
Well, we'll try. We'll make the effort.
He'll probably do Joel and Barry's show.
I tell you what. Well, if he's around, I'll bet we'll get him on.
Okay.
I just don't know if he'll be around when we're there.
Okay.
It just comes down to the timing.
I like that you've got confidence.
Well, we'll send, we'll find the hottest chick we have and send her over there to ask him to come on our show. That's how it has to work.
How hot is our hottest chick, though?
Yeah. I don't know who's going to be there. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if you saw that Rich Eisen ran a 6.02 in his.
Not bad.
Well,
how old's Rich Eisen these days?
He's got to be 112. He's in his 40s, right?
I don't know.
Well, apparently.
Maybe 50.
Well, as impressive as that was, we'll go one better. Detroit Lions reporter Tori Petrie, who decided to take on that challenge herself.
Okay.
She did it in 5.98, and she was wearing heels. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Rich is 47.
Okay.
Now, I saw that video. She wasn't wearing, like, high heels.
Not high heels, but there were definitely heels on these things.
Platforms.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive. I would say for, you know, she's obviously in pretty decent shape. It's kind of hard to tell because she's got a sweater on.
You can't tell how what she's working with.
Yeah. And she's kind of, I wouldn't say hot, but she's kind of cute.
Yeah. You could. You could make it work.
Yeah, need a few beers.
Okay.
Not a lot. Well, I need a few Jack Daniels.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 3, 4. Enough to where to take the edge off.
All right.
But not enough to be sloppy drunk. Now, there is a fine line there.
Okay.
It's like singing. If I just have a couple to relax, I sing really well. If I have too many, I'm a disaster. That's where she would
happens.
Be. She would be. She's a like a karaoke night. That's
you don't have to be a disaster.
Yeah. Just need to be loosened up a little bit.
That's fair.
713-780.
I've seen you do disaster karaoke.
Oh, so yeah, I know. I've been booed off the stage with a band when I was so drunk before. It's I get to a certain point and I'm pretty much useless, but I'm still not convinced I'm useless.
Right.
Until somebody tells me, dude.
Someone has to tell you that the next day.
Well, now the day I got booed off the stage, my guitarist was telling me, dude,
this isn't working out.
Well, plus I was drunk, I was high, I was everything. I was just everything I made in front of guys. Yeah. And then he had to sing all the songs, and then he got booed. But it was because he sucked, not because he was drunk.
Right.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we'll be happy to take your phone calls. Okay. I think this is a compliment, AJ.
All right.
Texter says, you guys are so overrated. I take that as a compliment.
Where exactly are we rated?
I don't know. But we are rated. If we're overrated, it means we're rated.
I accept that.
So therefore, it's a compliment.
I accept that.
I don't think he intended it as a compliment, but I'm taking that as a compliment.
I've got some great news in the next segment about a really awesome mixtape that's out there, and I'm gonna put you guys onto it on the other side of this break. I think you're gonna be pretty excited about it. Hot fire, fire.
All right, I look forward to it. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 409 just said, my first gig in public was at an open mic at a biker bar in Fort Worth. They threw plastic hand grenades at us to keep a few tied to my mic stand to remind me, you're never as sober as you think you are. It's a good plan.
Not bad.
Yeah. Thing is, I don't know if I'll, at some point I was going to put a band together, but I don't know that I'll ever, I'm not even going out in public and being drunk anymore. I've got to be responsible.
Too busy.
Now. Yeah. And, you know,
or your public persona is too great.
It's not that. It's just, you know, trying to build an empire here.
Okay.
And it's kind of important to
act right.
Yeah. If I want to, this is kind of silly, but if I feel like getting drunk, I'll go have a few drinks at the bar, and then I just go home. If I'm going to drink till pass out, it's going to be in my own couch.
Yeah.
It's kind of where I am these days. All right, let's do this.
Yeah. I saw a story today about a guy who has been arrested. His name's Savon Kyle. He was arrested by the San Antonio Police Department on capital murder charges relating to an October shooting death. And sometimes when a guy like this gets caught, you know, it's a big story. The media tries to talk to him while he's being transferred or wherever. So the media tried to get a word in with Savon, but he wasn't really wanting to talk about the case.
His head.
Sir, why did you do it?
Listen, I ain't worried about none of this. Y'all need to go get that mixtape on the run one. You did. Y'all need to look, get that camera on me.
Yeah, keep on.
Freshest n***a to come to jail. You feel me?
What do you have to say to the victim's family?
Man, look.
Why did you do it, though?
Man.
What was the argument about?
Man, look out. Look. Get the camera on. You did.
Take a seat.
Yeah, that way.
Do you have anything else to say, sir?
Go get that mixtape. You feel me? On the run one.
Do you have anything to say about this alleged crime?
Hell no.
What you need?
Worry about no.
So you're going to, you've been arrested on a capital murder charge. And your last words, I mean, probably before you're seen in court, are, y'all need to check out that mixtape and I'll be the freshest bleep in jail. Telling people to look at your clothes and check out your mixtape. I'm going to go with priorities off. Priorities off. Even if his mixtape does well, I don't think it's going to be enough to cover his legal fees. I wouldn't expect it to.
Well, maybe he's just trying to get famous, so he killed somebody so that people could hear the mixtape.
Maybe so. John, did you find any of that mixtape?
I'm looking for it right now.
Okay, yeah. Try and get me a track off that thing. I'd like to hear what was so important that we've got to hear. I'm curious.
713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Drunk Bevo, halfway through a left turn, a cyclist enters the intersection. Should cyclists stop at stop signs, or is it okay to hit them? Well, don't hit them, but cyclists need to not be idiots either. And the cars are bad enough, but just stop at a stop sign. I always, when I'm riding downtown, I always stop at the stop signs. Mainly because if you don't, a car is going to kill you. Lamont, what are your thoughts of this market right now? Is there any pleasure in being good in a depressed market? Don't really.
Any pressure on who?
I think he means the talk radio market.
No.
for one thing, I don't worry too much about what, you know, those numbers you see aren't accurate. I'll just put it that way. So I don't think the market's as bad as people are trying to make it out to be. And, yeah, I really don't know what anybody else is doing. I can't tell you the last time I listened to a show that wasn't on our station. I don't remember. I listened to, you know, I'll flip over and listen to Barry for and Joel for a few minutes sometimes. I listen to Sean and John sometimes, but it's pretty, even that's pretty rare because that time of day I'm just not in my vehicle.
Yeah.
So when I am out and about, I'll listen to the station a little bit, but then I'll switch over and listen to music. And so I just don't know what's out there, to be honest. I don't pay attention to what the other stations are doing. And maybe I should, but I've always kind of felt like if we do our show and do a good job with it, then that'll kind of take care of itself. Casey says maybe there's proof of his innocence on the mixtape.
Maybe so. Or that's why I want John to find it.
Yeah. I didn't kill her.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody else is killing her on the mixtape.
I don't know what's going on with this mixtape.
Reasonable
though.
Doubt.
I mean, it's got to be really great, right?
No. There's a lot of F-bombs and S-bombs and N-bombs, so if you want to hear the mixtape, I'm going to have to capture it and play it back later.
Okay. Well, let's do that. I do want to catch some of it.
Okay. I'll have it for you in a few minutes here.
Thank you.
All right. 713-780.
You know damn well Jong wanted me to say, oh, never mind then.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't want to deal with that.
No, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, okay. I kind of think that's what you wanted, Jong. It's okay. You can be honest. It's like, man, I don't want to mess with this. It's going to take forever. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Seeing a lot of, after last night, people are starting to talk about your guy Leonard in the MVP conversation.
I still don't think it'll happen. And honestly, I mean, I'm still of the belief that LeBron James is the most valuable player in the league. I still think it's between Harden and Westbrook for who's actually going to win that trophy. And the way the Thunder have played recently, I'm starting to think Harden, maybe he's the guy.
Well, it'd be hard to argue with that based on what the criteria for the award
right.
is.
Most years, the guy who wins the award isn't the guy who I would give the trophy to.
Yeah, if you're just picking the best player every year, that's pretty easy. As long as LeBron doesn't miss 40 games, he should win it. Except for the year that Curry had where he was nuts.
Right.
Then he deserved it.
And even then, I mean, LeBron was pretty great that year, too.
He was, but Curry was historically
yeah,
good.
But, I mean, when you think about what the Cavs would be without LeBron James.
Oh, we know what they are without him.
They're picking first in the draft.
Yeah, they're picking Anthony Bennett.
Right. It's pretty crazy. So, but I don't, you know, I don't get emotional over who's going to win the damn thing. It doesn't bother me much. So whether it's Harden or Westbrook, and I know Rocket fan, that's like a, it's turned him basically into a consolation prize for them because they know like winning an actual championship with James Harden isn't going to happen. So at least if he's the MVP,
right,
it gives you something to feel good about. But I think that that's still who it boils down to, those two guys, Westbrook and Harden.
Soccer Bilal, is he being charged for killing it on the mixtape?
Oh. It's arson for spitting hot fire.
Oh, my goodness. 713-7.
Slaying the track. Ugh. I can't wait to hear this mixtape. I can't wait.
You know it's going to be awful. After all this setup, it's going to be terrible.
You'll think it's terrible anyway. Because you hate young people's music. You hate the music of our youth.
I don't hate it. I just don't listen to it.
Right.
There's a difference.
Is this it, John? Turn it up.
No, this isn't it.
You should have said yes and turned it up.
Yeah, then we would have never, then we just ignored it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
clot, your blood clot is caught me in a bit.
I post the word. Eh? The word is extort, post the word, idiot boy. And he's a fucking drug dealer. What the fuck you tell him about extortion, eh? Eh? Say something. It's a blood clot, so.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Good. I tell you, fucking goon, sit the fuck down before we start squeezing in this bitch.
These f***ing lies, ain't never murder for high. Stood in them trenches like the wire. I keep glass, like Cinderella in a glass slipper. Pull up in the form with the stick. Jump out that bitch and I'm hit. Me and the rest and we geek. On too many drugs, we falling asleep.
I got the plug on the poppy seed. On West Jackson sips, go for 23. You ain't talking money, then don't talk to me. 40 zips and a Glock on me.
We're back.
In the club with my stick. I got the bitches at risk. I got the gas, I'm just waiting on it.
I don't know if it's going to get you off on the murder charge, but it's going to save you, bro. Yeah. Oh, that's irony.
Is this the Basic Instinct thing where he's going to write about it and use that as his alibi?
Nothing was great about this.
Well, these things happen. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A friend of mine told me he just saw me on Root Sports at the horse track. They were supposed to tell me when that was going to air so I could record it.
They aired it now.
Thanks for that, guys. Appreciate that. Oh, well. I kind of wanted to see how that turned out, but...
I'm sure it was great. I'm sure you looked really handsome.
No, I'm sure I looked hideous, but the whole storyline was what it was about.
Yeah.
A32 asked, did he just confess his crime? I think so.
I don't know. I think maybe he was talking about a different murder case.
Well, why would you get the mixtape?
Because he's just letting people know what he's really about is on that mixtape.
I have one more giveaway. 4-pack of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park to join me in the special ESPN section. You'll enjoy a complimentary buffet while you watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday, March 11th from 6 until 8. Handicapping contest in races 3 through 8. Don't miss out on the last weekend of live thoroughbred racing. The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park. We'll take caller number 15. Make sure you're free Saturday to come out. This is the last weekend of thoroughbred racing, which I got to say I'm going to be a little bit depressed over. Because I started off slow, but the last 2 weeks I've been just raking out there. So, and I try to tell people that Mondays and Tuesdays are the best days to bet because it's all off track money and nobody bets my picks. So I can actually make money.
That's good.
It's been a really good.
You like that?
Yeah, it's been a really good last 2 weeks.
Because you don't have to fill out like a, you don't have to tell people who you're going to be betting on.
Well, no, I tell people, but the people who are using the picks are on track,
right.
And there's just a whole bunch of money coming because there's
from all from everybody else like you who bets random tracks across the country,
right? Yeah. Right, and it's been great. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776 is your 3J says that was actually pretty lit. I kind of liked it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You want that mixtape?
No, I don't want it, but I don't think it sucked. But the we were talking about this a little bit off air. Is there anything that would make you interested in the World Baseball Classic?
No. Nope. I just don't care about it because it doesn't count for anything.
Yeah, I usually like international competitions, but these guys aren't up to speed yet. I'd be worried about pitchers hurting their arms.
I mean, were you interested in Olympic baseball when it existed?
Not really.
I just don't care.
Yeah. So, Darrell Revis is going to be a free agent. Did you see how much money he'll make if he doesn't play this year?
No.
If he just sits out, $6 million.
I'd sit out. Because I think if someone pays him $6 million, they're going to be disappointed in the results.
I think you're right. But, and if he signs with somebody, the Jets are off the hook for the money.
Right.
So if he signs for $5 million, then the Jets would only owe him $1 million.
So he's got $6 million guaranteed.
Yeah. And what if he only signs for four? I mean, it makes more sense.
I mean, to me, if I'm Darrell Revis, I'd say, hey, man, we'll sign you for the vet minimum because you're going to make that money from the Jets anyway. And maybe a really good team can sign him. And, you know, then they've got a value there. Like a good team with cap issues, like who can't afford to sign
right
someone, you know, at the top end, they could get him and say, hey, we'll sign you for league minimum. Let the Jets pay your salary. Maybe he'd be amenable to that. I don't know.
Yeah. Otherwise, you could just sit at home and make $6 million
yeah.
and not get beat up. Maybe get healthy and come back next year at the veteran minimum.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. 281 says, talk my girlfriend into going Friday. Pick some good ones for me. I have a couple of long shots that I like Friday.
Are we going to be there on Friday?
No, we're not there on Friday, unfortunately. Okay. We're here, I think. I'm out there Saturday. I know that. And, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Biggio's tomorrow. We know that. Thursday, we're going to have a short show. Another one of those 4 to 5:30 things because it always seems to be A&M Vanderbilt. It just always seems to be A&M Vanderbilt.
That's the way it works out. It's what we call a rivalry, Fred.
Is that what we call it?
No. I hope no one calls it that.
It seems like this is the third time that they've...
It is, in fact, the third time that they've played.
and that we've had to be pushed aside for it. But then Friday we'll be in studio. Saturday... I will be out there. Well, 6 to 8 is when I'm supposed to be there, but it's going to be later than that because I don't know when the lawnmower races are.
Okay.
But I'm going to do my best to win the lawnmower races for the Blitzers.
I hope you don't get crushed in that.
That would suck, but I will. I'm going to leave this meet with a camel training title. There is that. And hopefully I won't die. Hey, John, can we put Root Sports on in here? I just want to see if there's a... any chance of me being back on TV here? I want to see how hideous I look.
I can tell you.
Well, I know. I don't. Oh, I just want to see.
You don't want to know what I've got to say about it?
Yeah, I don't care what you think. I want to see how bad it is in my eyes.
Gotcha.
That's just how, you know, I know. But I suspect it's worse than I thought. I just want to get a look. I hate the way I look right now. I'm going to fix it.
I feel bad for the state of Texas, which had kind of high hopes entering this season in college basketball. And it's been pretty disappointing. I mean, Baylor's been pretty good.
There you go.
There he is. Oh, you look way better on the right TV.
Well, yeah, the other one's got something in the middle of my face.
Right.
I don't look as awful as I thought I did.
Yeah. Your forehead looks massive.
Well, that gets back to what we're talking about with the hair thing. There's just enough left.
Like, if it were like even half an inch further back, it'd be crazy.
Yeah, but it's been that way for 10 years now.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, now they're showing me actually watching the race and after talking up the five. Oh, the wife made it on TV too.
Oh, what a star.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah, I Hollywooded it a little bit there.
You should have pointed at your dong and said, big no. balls.
No. But, okay. Now, they're showing me again. I don't. This is too much TV time.
Yeah, that's a lot of exposure for you.
I'll have to record it so I can take a look at it and say, okay, this is why you need to lose weight.
You think the weight? You think that's the issue?
Yeah, I think that's it. That and the forehead.
Yeah.
But see, if I lose weight, there's Lawyer Dave on there, too. That's pretty cool.
So how many filming sessions did you have to do?
Two. I did one where I sat down and talked in the suite, and then they followed me around for my bet on that five horse.
Oh, you made somebody cry.
Well, she shouldn't have bet the two. That's her own fault. It's a shame bell for her.
Yep.
All right, guys. Got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And if there's a kid who drops out of school, doesn't know what to do, that's where Houston Can Academies comes in. Because a lot of these are good kids that either had to get jobs to support their families or there was something else that caused them to drop out. Well, Houston Cann Academy takes them in, gives them another chance, works around them, gives them everything they need to succeed. But that's why now more than ever, they really need your donations. And by your donations, they'll accept cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors, lawnmowers, riding lawnmowers. They'll come and tow them free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork, and your donation's tax deductible. And this is why it's so important, because you probably have a vehicle that you were going to fix up and you never got around to it, and now it won't start. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. They're going to come and tow it. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and get it. All you have to do is give them a call. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. And imagine how good that will look a year from now when you're doing your taxes, because you're probably doing your taxes now. If you donated this last year, it would have made a big difference. Well, do it now so you can have that donation and you get that tax deduction. Give them a call, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys. One day the weather is going to be more decent, and we're going to get like 2 or 3 days in a row of good weather, and you're going to want to go outside, and you're going to want to spend some time out on your patio or your pool deck. But you're not going to want to do that if it's an old, ugly, cracked, beat-up pool deck or patio. That'd be not as much fun. That's where the guys at Allied come in. They can renovate all that nonsense with a carved stone overlay. It gives you the superior look of real stone over the top of your existing surface, and they do it for way less money than it would cost to start over. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want to go big boy with the outdoor kitchen and the patio cover, they've got that all covered, guys. And they can help you on residential and commercial projects. They can help you save money as well. You know, they've got a ton of monthly payment options. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. It's a lot of reasons to love Allied Outdoor Solutions. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a carved stone overlay. Get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Let's rodeo, Houston. The rodeo kicks off today with Aaron Watson. Still got time to get there. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at RodeoHouston.com for Aaron Watson. Like an old freight train.
Sometimes my mind is a million miles away.
All right.
That's my favorite Aaron Watson song.
Is it? I don't know the difference between that one and the other ones.
Check out his mixtape, bro.
Oh, is he a murderer?
No.
Well, because if he is, that there's nothing about murder in that song.
No. Not a murderer.
I'm going to kill someone.
He's a respectable
today.
Member of society.
Fair enough. All right, let's, you know what? Let's squeeze on a call. I was going to do something else, but let's get James on. James.
James.
You're there.
Yeah.
Sports.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go.
What's going on, guys?
Sports.
Got a Game of Thrones theory here.
All right.
I think this is going to come full circle, and this is going to end the same way everything got set into motion with Daenerys and crew en route to Westeros, and Cersei sitting on a stockpile of wildfire. I think she's going to end up saying burn them all. I think Jaime's going to stab her.
Mm. I don't think he can ever turn on her.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems unlikely, but, I mean, that's possible.
Yeah.
I won't poo-poo that theory. It's a possibility.
So, my Hey Man Bleep That today was going to be, I'm just going to tell this story, if that's okay.
Sure.
Because
this is a storytelling place.
I where this is one of those things that drives me nuts. So there's a woman who has basically conned men out of $220,000 all online just by pretending to date them online.
Oh, I need to get into that racket.
Well, first off, here's just a word of advice. Never send money to somebody you've never met in person. Especially not $10,000 at a time.
No.
So the woman uses, quote, the promise of a relationship.
Chicks love that.
And then
they love to be promised things.
Well, but she's the one promising the relationship if you help out. And if not, she's going to blackmail you with your wife.
Oh,
and that's too bad. Yeah, so apparently she's operated under several different names, Martha Cameron being one of them, and apparently she's hit several guys with this, and for silly stuff like for an art exhibition she wanted to take part in South Africa, for import duty at airport because of 40 paintings she took over and didn't inform South Africa customs she was taking things to sell there. For framing her paintings for a sale, 25 to frame it all. For extras and spending money, food, hotel costs, and shopping. Guys, I gotta tell you, if some woman online is asking you for money and you've never met her and she's promising she'll have a relationship with you, she's lying. She might not even be a she.
All right. That's a good possibility.
She could just be using a picture. Do not give them money. This is just like sending it off to those Nigerian princes. To this I say, hey man, f*** that. Exactly. Okay, I just wanted to share that story.
I'm glad you did, because I totally forgot about this segment as usual.
Yeah, that's okay.
John, did you remember to do something?
No, but I saw this over the last couple of days, the Casey Anthony thing. The judge coming out and said that he thinks that she did it.
Yeah.
But they can't prove it.
Like, so does everybody in the whole world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I think I saw a story today that she came out and says that she can sleep well at night. And this bee is really crazy. And I just saw that come through this afternoon. That's something that... Oh, and then she compared herself to OJ. She says she can empathize with OJ. And to that, I say, hey, man, fuck that.
Well, if you can empathize with OJ.
Well, I think they both... No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, maybe we could expect a book from her if she did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. Oh, well. That's all I got.
That's fair. I was... I can't find the story that I had found earlier. But... I read an article about a guy who, it would have been perfect for this segment, but I can't find it. I give up. This guy is basically against recycling. Not just like he doesn't recycle. He thinks that people who recycle are monsters.
Uh-oh, I'm a monster.
Me too.
Because I fill out recycling bin every
2 weeks. That's like one of those things I feel like recycling is something that kind of everyone across the board is in on. Like, it's not a... Most everything these days, it comes down to if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I feel like pretty much everybody's on board with recycling. Like, there's no reason why we shouldn't recycle.
Apparently
things.
Not everyone is on board.
Then there's the outliers.
Well, I don't think you should call him a liar.
An outlier.
Oh. Okay.
But I do think he's a liar, but...
Well, what's his problem?
I think that he says that the cost to recycle these items is greater than what it would be to just start over.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you have anything to back that up?
No, of course not. And then I saw this this guy had a 59 Corvette parked at Walmart. Bad call. And
yeah. Who would take a 59 Corvette to Walmart?
I don't know. But somebody literally drove another car, like a Ford Taurus or something, on top of it.
Oh, my God.
This happened in the Walmart parking
lot. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow we'll be at Biggio's downtown. So come on by. Coming up next, Hustle Town, Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, Jermaine Every. Till tomorrow. Stay sports, you bitches.
This is AJ Boyer, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.